One, two, three, four.
Some mothers I've seen, it had to be me. I'm 5'10", a man among men, and you're 7'2". But with all your faults, it's you I adore. When you stand up, your hands touch the floor. It had to be me, unlucky me. It had to be.
It's the most ridiculous, screwed up mess I've ever heard. Where are we?
You're on the wild side at 761-3330. Anybody got a flashlight? It's kind of dark in here.
Hi, this is Karen Grace for Dad, and whenever I want telephone entertainment, I call 761-3330 for the wild side. To leave input, I call
761-0333. What have I done? What have I done? What have I done?
Can you find the reasons? Can you find the rhymes? Can you find four nickels? Have you got two dimes? Have you got the strength to raise the phone up to your ear? Lines await with something great on tape for you to hear. Comments from folks and people with jokes, bitches and bitchers and singers who croaks, a Grateful Dead fan and a Purple Pie man, a guy who loves Wally more than Mrs. George can. People who call day or night, rain or shine, some people have their lives on the line. Some people have their lives on the line.
Well, hello, troops. How you doing? You reached the wild side for January 26th through the 30th, 1986. And you know, I was just sitting here reminiscing. I guess it's because the Artie Awards are coming up soon. Or maybe it's from hearing the encore performances that Mr. Fun's running over at 818-882-9524. Maybe it's because Paul Mack's third anniversary reminded me that I've been doing this show now for 6 months. But whatever the reason, I'm working my way through a case of nostalgia. Well, at least it's legal and I can drive home afterwards. But seriously, folks, when I left my first input March 19th, 1985 at Telefun, the Party Line, and Observatory, I had absolutely no desire to run a telephone entertainment line, but I wanted people to know that I knew what I was talking about when I complimented the line runners on their production, editing, etc. So I produced my input on tape and fed it through the phone. Having only been calling the lines for a few weeks before my first appearances, I suspected that what I was doing was probably a very common occurrence on the lines. I had no way of predicting the kind of stir that it would cause. Well, here, let me show you what I mean.
I have a little comment here about the next Star Search comet that's coming up. Now, I know just about all of you are going to agree with me that this Star Search comet that's coming up right now has done a lot of effort and a lot of professionality in this one. And this one, I'm not trying to encourage you. I'm not trying to tell you to vote for this one. But remember, vote for the one that you like the best. But in my opinion, this one is the best of the bunch coming up right now. Now, the caller who did this, we don't know who did this. And if the caller who did it, please come forward. We'd like to know who did this. Here it is.
I know that, I know it's webby, but I was just...
Yes,
don't give me any excuses.
No, I wasn't
going to...
I should
have
known better than that you have
the phone. Here you are, but all hours of the night, you've only had that phone 1 week, 1 week, and I can't depend on you to go to bed. Here you are, up at all hours,
Webby,
talking
on
the phone with your friends.
Just,
who are you talking to?
No one. No one.
Now, you can't be talking to no one.
Come on, Aunt Flappy, I was just playing.
The phone is not to play with.
No, I mean with myself.
Playing with yourself?
Oh, God, no.
On the telephone?
Well, Aunt Flappy.
You nutty boy. You wicked, wicked
no,
little boy.
You called one of those wrong, obscene,
Jeez, nasty, filthy women who play with their wet and till you're throbbing hard. And you
know, Aunt Flappy, I didn't call one of those.
What do you mean? Well, let me have that phone. Let me listen.
No.
Oh, no.
God. Oh.
Karen, the great... This woman called herself a... You hang that phone up now. That's it. You go to bed. I'm going out, and I'm going to call the phone company, and I want your phone taken out tomorrow morning, young man. That's the very end of it. You have not
God, if I hurry, maybe I can get back on the line.
Can you find the reasons? Can you find the rhymes? Can you find four nickels? Have you got two dimes? Have you got the strength to raise your phone up to your ear? Lines await with something great on tape for you to hear. Comments from folks and people with jokes and bitches and bitchers and singers with croaks. A Grateful Dead fan and a purple pie man and a guy who loves a wallet more than this is George King. Some people have their lives on the line. Some people have their lives on the
person who left that Star Search comment. Yeah!
Yeah, I left that comment on Calcom after a fit of inspiration and with Aunt Flappy's help, but before I even had a name. But within a few hours, I had started on input for Party Line and realized that I was going to have to find an appropriate name for myself. I was looking for something DJ-like, you know, Tommy Toon, Bobby Boogie, that kind of thing. And without much deliberation, I added W-I-L-D-E to my name and became William Wilde. You know, I think I have some of those original cassettes in my tape collection. Well, it's here some... I'm sure I must have them someplace. But look, while I'm looking for some of my old comments, why don't you listen to some of the new ones.
Well, hello there. It's a brief message from Mr. Morning Grimface. I have the good news that, yes, Mr. Alex has invited me to the Bahamas for a while, and we may be taking a bit of a vacation. So, anyway, I personally feel that all of you out there should be smoking this up. If you desire, of course. It is America, freedom of choice, and all that. Oh, and by the way, don't forget to listen to the blues. The blues is very, very good music, and it's very, very good for you. I don't know when I believe messages, but thank you very much.
Hi, hello, how are you, and welcome to my fabulous answering machine. I know you're thinking, what is this yuppie
Yankeeville, USA. It's Connie, but here in the dating capital of the world, gimmicks like these and a green light grass ain't the truth. But seriously, folks, cut me some slack. BMW's in the shop again, and I'm a wreck without my cellular mobile phone. Plus, I've been very stressed out ever since I misplaced my Reeboks and quit drinking coffee. Oh, well, you know what they say. Life's a bitch, and then you die. Oh, God, just look at the time. I gotta run. Listen, have your girl call my girl. We'll do lunch. I know a fabulous little sushi place in the valley. Best tofu you ever had. Remember, you're good people, the check's in the mail, Duke the whale, and don't forget, the one who dies with the most toys wins. Ciao, baby, it's been a flight. Now say what you gotta say to get the hell off my line.
Hung out there to you or William Wild, you know, and everything, and I hope you play this, and Paul Mann. And by the way, I still think you have a good singing voice. That's to start with. Okay, thanks again for playing my last comment, by the way, William Wild and Paul Mann. I just want to say that. Okay, bye now from Susie Keith and Malibu.
Try to tell me you didn't hear that shriek? That was something trying to get out of its premature grave, and I don't want to be here when it does.
Well, it's got to be here. Wait a minute. It's March 85. That's it. That's got to be it. This has got to have all my first input, the observatory stuff and telephone and party line. Well, here, let me put this in the machine. It, you know, it's a little memory flogging. It might be worth a laugh. Besides, I'm sure to get nominated for Best Line Caller 1985, and it wouldn't hurt to refresh your memory. Mr. Fun, my fellow telephone. Hello, Mr. Fun, Bailey, and all my fellow telefunsters out there. This is William Wild from North Hollywood making a debut appearance on the Airwaves Supreme Showcase, Mr. Fun's Neighborhood. I've never contributed before, but I have been listening. Yes, I have. And I must say... No, really, I just wanted to call, among other things, take a minute to tell Mr. Fun what a terrific job he does from a purely production point of view. You're also really a very listenable on-the-air personality. You've got a knack for keeping things informal without drooling on yourself. No, really, don't laugh. I've heard some guys go for that really loose style and end up with disconnected instead. And to Bailey... I know you're going to call me crazy for this, but I just can't help it. I find your laugh irresistibly sexy. I can just see it now.
The latest in erotica. Available at adult bookstores now. New on cassette. Bailey laughs.
And I have to comment to Barbara, Hotline Monster. Sincere happy birthday wishes, lady. May you always receive the gratification, spiritual, emotional, and physical, that true hedonists deserve. And may it keep you happy, vital, and strong. By the way, the 19th is my birthday, fellow Pisces. And to Bob Ob, who's watching the VUs and writing the game, looking for segues and producing this week's collage. Don't worry about it, Robert. It'll all come out in the mix. So until next time, this is William Wild in North Hollywood, saying thanks for letting me do it in your ear.
Smokers, pokers, and jokers such as myself. This is Wild William Wild from North Hollywood. I'm a Pisces. My birthday's on the 19th, so I figured what better place to have me a little old party than right here on the party line. The best damn line there ever was. Hey, Karen, want to play pin the tail on Dave from Culver City? What? I mean the donkey? Well, same thing, isn't it? Hey, and Charles, though I agree with your sentiment, man, like, shouldn't you hide the hunting books and car and driver, too? But, you know, a lot of animals are run down in the streets. Well, I should make this first debut appearance on the party line a short one, so I just want to say to Barbara, sweet Barbara, with a sexy southern voice and a joyously lascivious life, and all the other Pisces out there, happy birthday, man!
Happy birthday, right on, man! Happy birthday!
Say it to
birthday. It's my birthday too, girl. This day is your birthday.
Giorgio Moroder? Well, not quite, Bob, but Duel from Electric Dreams is one of my favorite pieces, and I'm glad to hear it as background on your last tape. Hello, fellow Obheads. This is William Wilde of North Hollywood, making my first appearance on Bob Ob's Flying Circus, but hopefully not my last.
We'll see.
It just didn't seem right to listen to Bob and everybody else putting out without putting in, so to speak. So in honor of your fourth anniversary, Bob, I'd like to dedicate this, the first episode of Wild World of William Wilde. Hello, fellow phonies.
No, that can't be right. Start again, but scratch phonies.
This is Rod Sorthing.
That's better.
You unlock this door by picking up your phone and calling the observatory. I don't think it's in the Twilight Zone, but I'm sure it's not of this world. Wild Bill here with comments on the tape with Brian Feedback as guest. Oh, gosh, Brian, he said breathlessly, you're a funny guy. Is Bob Ob doing PR for you or what? Together, you guys come across like Johnny Carson and Ed McMahon of Telephone Entertainment. That ought to get a return comment. And the Purple Pie Man, look, pal, if you win $100,000 while buying a package of ding-dongs up at the supermarket, what are you going to do? Stand around the store for a week giving a dollar to everybody else who shops there? Like, shopping is boring. Sitting around waiting for your Del Taco is boring. But, you know, you gotta do it anyway, so you might as well have some dumb game as a distraction. If they didn't offer to give some of the money back in games, they'd just spend it on more advertisements anyway. You know, terrific. Barry Manilow gets the $100,000 to write, "You deserve a break today." By the way, Pie Man, if you don't squeeze it so hard, it don't get purple. And Joe in Happy Valley, you better get yourself a new phone there, Wheeze King, and stop smoking that geritol, guy. It's getting to you. And to Barbara 31.
So they's talking about you, eh, sweetheart? No, just remember, some people, like the only thing their mouths are good for is like holding their teeth in, you know?
I just want to say happy birthday, Barbara, and happy tales. I mean, happy trails. And to the girl of my dreams, well, some of my dreams, I'm seeing a doctor about them. Karen Grateful Dead Slut, what you talking about? I mean, like, where is the Dead concert? I haven't heard anything about it. So, you know, tell us. And to Sizzling Dandruff Afghan, or whatever the hell all that mumbling was about. Look, Karen's comments on this and other lines always are clear and articulate and linear and sound so much more competent than yours that she almost sounds like a fucking reporter for KFWB by comparison, man. As for your EQ, try plugging your headphones straight into the tape recorder instead of the amp. That way you hear the sound going onto the tape. And as for the words of the week, idiot stick? How do you get it loose when you have an idiot stick? This has been Wild William Wilde from North Hollywood, talking, doing voices, singing, and being seriously silly in your ear. Or in your ear. Or
and you're listening to 761-3330, The Wild Side, presented by Paul Mack and William Wilde.
That's really amusing. Show business is my life. It's Doug, Itchy Doug, and Geraldine Page, Trip to Bountiful, Best Actress. But then what can you expect from a town that gives 8 awards to Amadeus? Very little respect for me, that's what you can expect. I also saw Brazil. It was a very good picture, much better treatment of the 1984 subject than 1984's 1984, Richard Burton's last picture. The picture Brazil did tend to go on and on a little bit longer than need be, though. Sort of like the comments I leave, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, my best Christmas present was an A in Journalism 1 and an A in Civil Rights Law. Congratulations, me. My QM goes in one semester from 2.0 to 3.3. Thanks so much, and have a nice day. It's been me, D.U.G. Bye.
Hi, this is Valerie, and I just, like, wanted to call and say to William, it's like, I have this, like, really big crush on you. I mean, like, really big, I mean, like, like, huge, like, giant, like, oh my God, like, out of this world, you know? And it's like, you know, I really like your voice, I like to meet you and, like, you know, do whatever, go, like, shopping. We could go, like, shopping at the gallery. It would be fishing, don't you think? Anyways, it's like, I'm late for school, so I just wanted to call you and say, hi, remember me? I'm Valerie from the Valley. So, have a good day. Bye. It's like, hi, this is Valerie. And I just, like, wanted to call and say to William, it's like, I mean, like, really big, I mean, like, huge, like, giant, like, oh my God, like, out of this world, you know?
Well, it has its ups and downs.
Every time I call in, I want to leave a comment about the topic. Well, seems like lately a lot of entertainers have been leaving us. We lost Rick Nelson on New Year's Eve, and he did a lot of good songs and everything, as you remember, and he acted on Audrey and Harriet, and he's been in the different movies and all. And now we lose Donna Reed, like almost a few days later. The year has just begun and everything. Hardly 2 weeks have gone by, and she died, and she was on the Donna Reed show, and had her own show with, I forget who the guy was, and she was, played her husband, but there was, like, Shelley Fabre, and Paul Peterson, and a few others were on that show, and, she acted in a lot of other movies and everything, and she was on, what was it, Dallas or something like that, I think, for a while, so it's unfortunate that, they're going so fast. I don't know what we should do, but I guess we should pray that the entertainers last a little bit longer now, because they try to cheer us up and everything, just like Wayne Wild. Anyhow, that does it about it. And, yeah, keep up the good line. And, so here, do for another new song. Your Christmas song was excellent, 12 Days of Christmas, and what was that other song? You did a Silver Bells. Should have been put on the radio and everything. Yeah. Got a lot of style. Okay, I'm gonna get going.
Well, this is REC, and I gotta say, Mr. Mac, not to be plagiarizing, now it's, I don't know why I'm talking like him, so let's go back to REC's regular voice. Hi, this is REC. I just heard something weird as I called Dennis DeCrepo. Yes, that's right, Dennis DeCrepo. Well, instead of hearing Dennis and Amber, I heard Marge and her beeps saying that 506-0069 has been changed to 761-3330. Dennis, if you're listening, later, goodbye and hostile bye-bye. I thought you were going to be going back up again in Reseda. I don't know, but if you do, leave some input on the wild side at 761 or leave something on REC 407-1113. I know last week I boosted on the input number and I said my output number. And on 994-4111, Monday through Wednesday, REC output, Thursday, the wild side, and on Saturdays, REC input. At any rate, that's all I have to say for this week. The tape was good again this week, Mr. Wild, and we'll catch you later. So this is REC from the land of 4-1, since I am known on that intro loop there. Hasta bye-bye, and Creep, thanks for almost 7 years of telephone entertainment. Later.
Yeah, it's Karen Grateful Dead calling, and for all you rockers out there, even you, like, not heavy metalers, you know, but even to you metalers out there, there's KNEC has changed its format. KNEC Long Beach FM 105.5 has gone rock and roll. So if you're tired of KMET and KLOS and you do want to hear more metal, because they do play more metal, tune in at KNAC 105.5 FM on your dial. And they play regular rock and roll too, but they do play a lot of metal. So metal hasn't died, people. It's still on the air on KNAC FM 105.5. And I don't even listen to the station. Bye.
And this is Danny Van Nuys here. Hello to Paul Mack. Hello, William Wild. Hello, Bob213. Hello, Phone World. Talk to you all later and call 5050-588 to get Danny Van Nuys, Artie Hollywood, or should I say Artie Hollywood, Danny Van Nuys, phone line, tape, phone world news special from Tuesday to Friday every week to hear what's going on in the phone world. That's 5050-588 from Tuesday to Friday to hear what's going on in the phone world from Saturday to Monday night. We will be just playing a normal output tape on 5050-588. But give us a call. We're a good line. We're beginning out here. We need more callers. Thank you very much, and goodbye.
Hello, Paul. This is Jeff, and I just would like to say that I saw Chorus Line, and although the critics seemed not to like it so much, I mean, some did, some didn't, you know. I thought it was a very good movie, but then again, I didn't see the play, so I heard, if you saw the play, you don't like the movie, but I didn't see the play, so I liked the movie, so see you later, bye.
Well, time sure flies, when you're not dead yet. It doesn't really seem to matter whether you're having a good time, does it? I can't believe that we're coming to the end of this week's tape, and I can't believe that I've been doing the Wild Side for 6 months. It doesn't feel like 6 months, it feels like a year and a half. But seriously, folks, we're coming to the end of January 86, and you know what special event February brings, don't you? No, not Valentine's Day, the announcement of the Artie nominations. The Committee for the Academy of Recorded Telephone Entertainment has been compiling the names and making the lists, and next week, I'll be announcing the names of the lines, line runners, and line callers who have been selected for nomination. Just by sending for a free ballot, you, the population of the phone world, will vote for your favorites, and by late March, your votes will decide who will be a recipient of the 1986 Artie Awards. And here's the address to write to for your free Artie ballot. Artie, that's A-R-T-E, P.O. Box 4081, Chatsworth, California, 91313. That's Artie, P.O. Box 4081, Chatsworth, California, 91313. And remember to call Telefun and hear the last of Nino's 16-day marathon of encore shows, a new old one every day until the end of the month at 882-9524 and 882-9523. And there's a new line called JAFTEL at 818-349-5385. That's 349-5385. The phone line at 818-5055-88. The machine at 818-508-8001. Calcom at 818-407-1111 and 994-4111. And the Bruce Springsteen party line at 213-4111. 205-7980 and 7985. And remember, that's the 213 area. And of course, also remember the Wild Sides input line at 761-0333. Until next time, this is William Wilde for Paul Mac Presents and Wild Side Studios. And thanks for letting me
do it in your ear.
If you missed any part of this here dang recording, don't let it worry you none, because the whole thing will repeat in a second over and over and over and over and over. Again.